No need to elaborate, you know.
Sunday morning, I'm traveling. I have to do, I'm at base. So it's that's right, 7:30.
Oh, you do?
Monroe at 9 o'clock.
Monroe?
You're doing it this Sunday?
This is by the time Kalai is in the week, just hear Shachas is earlier.
You'll get in.
Like I said,
you'll see the Gemara talks about it.
Oh,
you ain't sure. You ain't sure. You did that too.
It's time to go yet.
Yeah. Shabbos, that too.
Oh, I need time to tell you.
A lot of different topics you guys have mentioned that you hardly mentioned anything about it.
Tell me to get me real mad. Wake me up. I'm good.
What happened over here? There's something in here. Oh, yeah.
It was a sesame chicken.
Check writing.
No, that was on the table. What do you mean? Someone on the shirt. Dad, I'm sure they clean.
Yeah, dude, Zonishan sleeps in shifts in his house. That's why he's here. He's on the second shift.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
It's a long night to think about.
Where'd you go? Yeah. Hey, we don't say, okay. Yeah, that's what he said. Where were you? What? You ever asked the shav, you let it go?
You went to the mikveh?
Who'd you ask?
You went to the mikveh? Afterwards?
I
asked the mikveh. Yeah, before.
During.
Who'd you go to the mikveh with? Vegas? No, you're not going to Vegas. Unless you have to. It's a cesspool. Yes, it is. Oh, no, it's 100%.
I was one time in my life in Vegas. One time. It was pretty bad.
I once passed with the plane. It was turbulence.
Pretty bad. I had to do a stopover there on the way to Reno, Nevada.
What did you do in Reno?
That
show. I was doing jewelry.
Jewelry. You have anything left?
I was like $2,000 an ounce today. Gold is the highest.
Only
ever.
To buy. If I want to sell it,
highest. It's not
still
gold.
Higher.
Still higher. Sell your gold right now.
Melt it down.
Anybody will take a kid with it?
Days. Careful what you wish for.
The kid went to the White House. So the kid slipped in the fence.
Yeah, that's great.
Little kid said, how do you slip it?
You know, you could buy a pound of gold.
Yeah.
Never saw that?
Yeah.
You have a few of them in the house?
Yeah.
Bars?
I never saw it, yeah.
Right. How about it? On
that thing is worth
like
big
a
bucks. That thing is worth 50 grand.
All the old, the renovation, they all had them in the house.
A bar of gold?
No, it had to be the bars. 50 grand. It's
50 grand.
It's like $18 an ounce.
2,000
grand. What up? Sorry, I don't know how many ounces.
That's big. Those bars are big.
A bar is a pound.
Not,
yeah.
No, there's
five
more.
Pounds
2 pounds
too.
Also.
Yeah.
Pounds. Kilo.
Yeah.
Kilo gold.
Yeah. Good. At the minute, it works 20 to 30. Those are the easiest ways to win the money. You buy a watch or a bar.
Correct.
Why?
Because you can do anything.
He had, you know what's his name? Menendez? No, Menendez?
Yeah.
He had them all in the shoes.
In
here.
Right.
He's in jail,
though. No, he's indicted. He went to jail? No, he's indicted.
Yeah, Menendez went to jail.
Trump's not going to pardon that guy?
Trump is not new with him.
No, he can use him or pardon him.
When he can use him.
You know the biggest loser is all that is? Michael Cohen.
A lot of players. Scaramucci.
Scaramucci, what a name. How about the guy with the hair? He stuck his finger in the outlet? What's that guy's name? That first guy with the... Bannon. Remember that guy?
That guy
I was like,
no,
whoops! How you doing? The eyebrows went haywire. He's like rowdy Bannon.
There's a guy called the Walrus Mustache.
All right, let's go. You're good? You slept? We're up to...
I slept in the tub.
Zakti Gemara. We're up to Kofa Manalav, Chaim Michel Merabusha, Rabusha Merab Chaim Zazin. You ready? And Mr. Yardside, so we have to say your father's name.
Nice hat.
Man. Yeah, nice hat. Chanukah bas eto, Armin Yehuda Shafur Shalem, Fos Ansel Ben Rishom. Chaim Shalom. When's the chasen? Wednesday, right?
Switch it?
Yeah. Omer Kasimba Ronan, Brandon Mirza Rosaro, Yakshu Makano, Esu Ushka Yafa, Shwoma Devaira. Huh?
You going to party?
No. My family birthday party. Chaim Shalom, Chai Reza, Chai Roch, Bas Pesha Reza. Okay, anyway. Today the Rabbi Shver has yet said.
And he's here?
He's here
yesterday.
He said, yeah.
He
Rabbi Shver is Yotzat. Rabbi Shver is Yotzat. Yeah, yeah. No, you turn. No, yeah, turn the head.
You doing the same thing?
No.
Okay, anyway. Welcome back, all you. Hakamarte, a lot of agendas today driven right through to Gemara. Simon Zera, Rav, Mashar, Shechayim, whatever's in the gate to you, please raise your hand. I can't explain everything. Okay, all the days of a poor man are bad. Elu Bali Talmud, referring to Bali Talmud, people that learn, they toil in Torah, so it's hard. You got to harav in learning. It's back forth, maskanas, not maskanas, this, that. The Torah of the Mishnah Talmud, a guy is always happy, cheppy. Elu Bali Mishnah. Mishnah is easy. It's an easy limud. The easy limud. No, we'll get to that shit in a minute. Oh. El Baal Mishnah, wait. The Baal Mishnah is people who learn the easy learning. Rava Amar Fakert. Rava says that a guy who learns Gemara, he has always Tov Lev Mishnah. He's always Tov Lev. Why? Because you could get halacha out of the Gemara. So when you get it, when you learn Gemara, you have a finished thing. But a Mishnah's not halacha. So a guy never gets finished. He's just like, he's just touching the surface of every sugya, and it doesn't really sit well with him. It's a little different. Raise your hand and I get to you. And a man has a bad wife. I don't know if this negates anybody.
Yeah,
just
all together.
It's Isha Tova. That's not relevant to anybody in this chabura. So Rabbi Yada Omer, Koyame Ani Roim Ze Itzdenis. This is Avi, very important guy. Showers his kids four times a day. Ze Itzdenis is very bad for you. You never have rest. You're always busy with that. Tell the Mishnah Talmud Ze Shdaita Yafa.
It's called OCD.
Yeah. Daita Yafa means that he's
it's so that people walk by. So that people don't trip on the step. So people don't trip on the step,
Moshe. Tavid Le Misha Tavid, Zesha Daita Yafa. Daita Yafa means that a guy is an easygoing personality. Like a satma chassid, they're always relaxed. They don't nothing, you know. If you
Amar, he only knows the ones in Israel that go protesting.
If you Amar, Kol Yemei, what does it mean? Zerachmani, a guy, Rebbe Yebrudni, he's a rachman. His whole life is Yemei Ani Roim. He's Nebuch Vatzar, the man. The man aged 30 years in the last 5 years from all the tzaras that he hears all day. Chaim Kanievsky used to be like this. He used to hear tzoros. All he hears is tzoros all day. But Torah Mishnah Talmud Zach Zori, a guy who says, "Listen, do me a favor. Take your stupid things and get out of here. I'm not listening to anything." He doesn't hear any tinnitus. He asks him, "How's it going? Everything's great. The whole world is beautiful. Never heard any problems."
So that guy, Achzer,
has an easier life, in a way. He doesn't help anybody, but he has an easier life. Daitzar means two pshatim. First pshat Rashi is that he's doig al chaveru, what's going to be. He's got a long fuse. He's always worrying. Another pshat of Daitzar is that he's a short fuse. He just gets mad always.
Who's talking about?
You raise your hand if you're in this predicament.
Could you point fingers also?
V'tov le'mishnah tamid, means that means a fat guy, a breiter mensch. No. That chav means that he's always worried about the next guy. I met Morgan's brother. He's here. So I told him last time he was here was like 3-4 years ago. I saw him in the middle of the street on Laguna.
7 months ago.
Not even.
Okay, before that, the time that I met him in the street, it was like 4 years ago. He was 415 pounds. And he was in the middle of the street. And he's like, I can't move. I said, yeah, you're fat. He's like, no, it's COVID. Nothing to do COVID. You got to lose 300 pounds. You nuts? He's nah, COVID. Anyway, he got out the surgery. He lost 200. He's 218 pounds. He lost almost 200 pounds. So he told me the last time he sat in business class and they couldn't get him out of the seat. now he sat regular, Ruik. Daita Rechava, you know? Rav Yeshua Belevi.
Another one success story.
Rav Yeshua Belevi.
It was instead of the guy that told him to go to hell.
Rav Yeshua Belevi, call you about it.
I think you should continue telling people that. I mean, clearly it's working.
Rabbi Shuva Levi, Koyamei Adi Roim, all the days of Ani are bad. So Fred to Gemara.
You know what we're going to do?
What do you mean?
We're setting up a booth, a skinny booth, in front of the grocery store, Erev Pesach. Well, by the mikvah, Erev Pesach will set up a skinny booth.
By the mikvah?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, a pervert? What's wrong with you?
Charlie hasn't been to a
mikvah
in a long time.
Avi will come with the red towel. He's got this. He's got Avi. Yeah, Avi's got the. Avi got the flip flop to go between the three toes, you know? But the
chicken.
The whole mikvah. Get out of here, Avi. Shower's broken. Avi Shuva Levi. You went to the mikvah also. He said, while you were there also. In Vegas. I'm sure Levi, you need it. I'm sure Levi called me Ani Roim. Fenting Mara is, what do you mean? It's not bad. Because everybody gets food Shabbos Yom Tovim. So this is very negay for the night shift. That's why we have food. We had food every night. When you change your eating habits on Shabbos, you eat a lot, your belly hurts. So that's why you're supposed to have Tayamel. We had last night, a little chon, a little kugel. Night before we broke in a little of this, night before we broke in a little of that, we stop Monday, we break in the whole Shabbos, so come Shabbos, your belly doesn't hurt when you eat.
Can you not repeat my eat
books here? Tanur Rabbanan.
You don't go well at night, definitely.
Nightmaster. You ready? Tanur Rabbanan. Hakoyer Pasuk Shel Shir Hashirim.
Someone's getting insulted. Wait a minute. You all right?
Insulted?
I don't know.
You ready?
Tell us about your tattoos again.
You set it up. You have a whole
by the way, you need an outside glop bite. Now one guy goes in there. Now one guy goes in there and needs the food there. I'm doing it for Thursday night.
Don't give me your agenda. I got enough with his.
Bro, you should tell me if I have to change my oven the thing. But you're telling me I can't eat on Friday afternoon?
That's oven of Mishimura. It's not open for interpretation.
You take the teaspoons, not the soup spoons.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on over here. Tell her about
it.
No, so if you stop before Chatzos, you can continue eating.
No.
Oh, in a regular week, you can't do that?
Specifically for
the Rav, I think, said you're allowed to do it. If you stop before Chatzos, you can eat always. Oh, it's only Purim. Okay, I didn't hear that part. I only heard the beginning of Joshua.
That's why some rabbis don't speak.
It's not because you're drinking? It's not because you're drinking, then you're allowed to eat?
No.
Any Friday.
Why does it say any Friday?
Since when did Machi come to the authorical rabbi here?
Look at me.
Tara Bonon. Akara Pasuk Shel Shir Hashirim. A guy. No, I'm definitely not the guy to ask. I'll tell you what you can't do. Do, I have no idea. A guy reads the pasuk shiva. It's just called zemer. Look, mashma. He takes shiva shirim. He makes a song out of it. A guy reads the pasuk while he's in the drink house in Arnes. But his mano, he may be raw loylom. The Torah puts on a sack, and Vayimeres, Father Baruch Shlomo, Asinu Banecho Kikinur, Shemganam Relatesim. Does it make a joke out of me? Amar Lo Biti, Bishosha Oichem, Shoyza Mai Sasku, Amar Lo Fan of Rabbanu Shlomo. In Bali Mikrahein, what should I do? In Bali Mikrahein, you ask a Torah, in Bali Mishnah, you ask a Mishnah, in Bali Talmudain, you ask a Bilchus Pesach, Pesach, Bilchus Atzad Atzad, Bilchus Chag of Chag. This is what to do. Hey, Rishim Melozim, Rishim Melchananya, called Korah Pasuk with Manoi, maybe Torah Lailam, Shnever, Dover, Beitoi, Matoi. This is a very big sugya. A lot of things are derived from this Gemara. The first of all, you have Ramosha and the Chuvus. Ramosha says, I used to have it. One second. Not this one. One second. Oh, here it is. So Ramosha in the Tshuva says, here it is. In Shal Shuvas Yerideh Simin Kufma and Gimel, Pasuk She'asu L'chatchila L'asas HaKlotab HaMepsukim B'Shvil L'Shmayas HaNigla L'Zani. You're not going to make a song from a Pasuk. I don't know, there are a lot of songs from Pesukim today. You're not allowed to make a song from a pasuk. It's a Rashi says over, even though Shir Hashirim is a shir, but it's called Shir Hashirim. You're still not allowed to make a song out of it. So my Rebbe says in Cheder, it's a song. Bechus Yaakov, right? Bechus Yaakov is a song. So how are you allowed to do it? Oh, Zakar Moshe. That Aisha, maybe it's possible that you're allowed to do because you're teaching kids to learn or to bring you closer to Hashem, you're allowed to do it. But it's not to make a niggin.
You're supposed to learn it with a song. That's learning.
No. You could teach kids with a song.
You could also learn with a song.
You could learn with a song too, if that helps you learn. Yeah. Yeah, like that was isn't that what's his name said by the Shev Brachas? The ladies, they sing with a song.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Shir Hashirim, Shir Hashirim.
That's
Mezuk Danigan. That's what.
They sing
it.
That's the
Woodfish
is singing.
Shir Hashirim, Shir Hashirim. You ready? Anyway. So that's one thing.
First day of the second day.
The next thing is
they don't have any good alcohol there.
That the Be'er Sheva brings down, Machi, this is for you. The Be'er Sheva brings down from the Medrash. It says over there, Sha'amra Toiro. Shamra Torah from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shlomo, pay attention. Kishiyichuzu Yisrael Le'eretz. The Torah came to Hashem and said, "When you bring Klal Yisrael into Yisrael, Zerotz LeKarmoy, Zerotz LeSadeyu. V'ani Matayoleh. What's going to be the Torah? So Hashem says, don't worry about it. Amar Lo Yeshli Zug Shani Mezavaglach V'Shabashmoy. Don't worry, I have somebody. Shem Metelim Lachdom. Klai Shos Bez Lachv. Yicholim LaAsoik Bach. Umashma Shemeshosh Oichus Bosh Yeshem LaAsu B'Torah. Haynu Achar Achilosam. Ach B'Shas Achilosam Einze Asma LaAsu B'Torah. If he chooses a cook. Anyway, he's saying that's not while you eat. It's after you eat, and he brings down from the bottom over here. That it brings down that's what we say. Vanit Filosu Chasham Es Rotzon. After we're different than the Goyim. The Goyim eat and drink, and then they just pop out on the couch, that, for 4 or 5 hours. A Yid doesn't do that. A Yid goes to shul. After he finishes eating, he goes to shul. That's what Shabbos is given to a Baal Bas, to like Machi says, not to sleep, just to learn.
So none of this weird specific Shabbos have Pesukim in it?
It's called an agenda alert.
That you're allowed to, I don't know.
It's in the middle of the Mishnah.
No one ever argued with the learning of Shabbos. Right?
I don't know. I hear.
Doesn't it say Shabbos is Shina Tainik? Shina is Shabbos Tainik.
Okay.
He knows. He's trying.
No, Shina means that to switch your regular schedule during the week. I'm not learning. It's on Shabbos.
Shina means learning.
He says Shina is changing.
Right.
Shina. Shina is Shabbos Tainik.
Now, look at your marker.
Have you ordered a sign or anything in front of your house? You still make sure the air conditioner goes on.
What is the sign? No. Sign for the
construction.
At
he's doing construction.
Risk.
It doesn't have.
Well, look, Sean Maki, you guys are ready? Guys, got a lot to do. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Uber Rokik Bar, it means that you say the Heji Biji, whatever you say there, and you also have to be give a spit. That's also be an issue. Torah Ranan, pay attention to this. Sakhar Mashmashim name Ayim Shabbos. You're allowed to oint and shmoint on your belly on Shabbos. It means you're allowed to rub and brub. Sakhar means to oint, and Mashmashim is to point. You like on the belly. You're allowed to say Hiji Biji on these things, on a snake and a scorpion. It's dangerous. You're allowed to put some kind of tool, a keli on your ah. On your ah, b'Shabbos. I'm just going to measure. I'm going to be clear on an itul is also. That you're not allowed to, which is very interesting. The Prima Gadol right away is. What do you mean clear in itul? It's nitul shalel tzarchai. You're allowed to do it. No shalel tzarchai. You're not using it. It's cliche in an itul. You're not allowed to use. Why not? Effect of Prima Gadol. So Prima Gadol says that's not the pshat over in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is you're not allowed to do a refuah on Shabbos. So if it's a kli that is normally carried. It's not nicker that it's a refuah, because it's a normal thing to put on your eye, to use it and move it around. So yeah. You put it on your eye, nobody chaps it for a refuah. But a cliche ain't in it though, so you're not. It's a cliche that you're not, that's not meant to use, so then by putting it in your eye, it's clearly doing a refuah. That's this. Very interesting. Man shalom b'dvar shade in Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask in the demons on Shabbos. Even on weekday, you're not allowed to do that. Also, I'm Ravuda, ain't Allah Kerb Yosef. Avri Yosef, Loyamra, El Mishra Zakana. Kiha. Yosef, he got swallowed into a tree. He said, "Puck eyes of Polte." He flew out like a shooting thing. Turn about him. Sochin, Mamashim, name I am Shabbos. You let it oint and shmoint on Shabbos, the belly. I've actually asked the actual Yosef. You can't do it the way you do it weekday. Hey, Chavid, what do? Soch, Vakak, Mashvish. First you oint, then you point. If you're going to soch, Mamash, Vasakas, do both Vasakas.
Turn
it
about.
Takes them 20 minutes to
have on. They catch it on the second time.
Yeah. On the reap. Yeah, okay. Turn it about. I'm
still busy with rubber, though.
He doesn't even know what he said.
Turn it about. Shari, you get the. What's the thing from Shark Tank? They have the Oh. Tarabaran. No, it's something with the kitchen. He knows about it. I guarantee he has it. It's like a
scrub daddy.
Scrub daddy, that's what it is? Yeah, scrub daddy.
Sponge.
Yeah.
Telling about that little smiley sponge
yep.
from like 12 years ago?
That he has it for sure. Guarantee in the apron, front pocket. Anyway, Tarabaran. Shari Shemen, the helmet apron. You better wear that every week. Shari Shemen Shari Shri Shari. There's some things just Shady Shemen Shady Beitzim Mataran Lushemen. You're allowed to ask Elimination Mechazman. The only problem is that they fupperai. How do you say this? They Mechazman. They there's a different word for it. They yeah. All right. Look, Lukshal Shemen Shabakli. You're allowed to Hiji Biji on the Shemen Shabakli. But ain't Lukshal Shemen Shabiyad. If it's in your hand, you can't.
What are you asking
that
they're lying about?
Anything you ask them, they twist the truth. They're CNN. Listen to this story. He went to this Holiday Inn, a Kretschmer, Holiday Inn. Isolate Mishka B'mana, they brought him oil and a kli. Shaf and Nafka Simcha, he got the, what is the pimples for the teenagers, what do you call that? Acne. So he got this, he had trees growing out of his face. Mbappe. Enough of the shook. Chazise, sometimes you see the guys, they go to Yeshiva, come back, it's like, what's going on? Man, you must smoke a lot of shahar, all those pimples, man. Enough of the shook. Chazise, hayitza. So this lady saw the trees growing out of his head. Amazika, she said this little thing. The chemas kachzina, you must have drank from the, you must have ointed from the oil in the jug. Hacha avdali milsa. She did a little hiji biji. She knew how to get out of it. She was one of those psychics. I'm gonna have Rab Abba the Rava. My Mari Ksiv Kol Machlo.
That's not kishuf. You was allowed to do that.
Gotta get rid of the trees. Lachash. So basically, it says that you're not going to have any sickness. I'm going to heal you. If it ain't there, if it ain't broken, don't fix. You could figure this out yourself. That's what it says. If you're going to listen, there's not going to be anything. Still, I'm the one who can heal it. Rav Lezer got sick. His Talmidim came in to visit. Amale Chima Aza Yesh Ba'olam. There's a in the world. His Chilu ain't Boichen. So they started crying.
This is you coming today.
Rav Kiva Masachek. Rav Kiva started laughing. Amale Lo Mati Masachek. Amale Mati Boichen. Why are you crying? Hey, listen. You asked me. I asked you. Amale Efsher Sefer Torah Shabbat Tzavah Nivka. How can I not cry? Look what's going on over here. Basically, his whole life, everything went exactly the way and he never had an issue. Parnoso with this, that. Now that I see, I see that he's going to go straight to Olam Haba. I didn't do anything. I don't think I messed anything up. Everybody does something wrong at their level. There's always something that you could have done better, whatever the level is of a tzaddik.
This is what he told his rebbe.
They came to visit, right? Shamuti. Tana Banach Sholer Reb Lezer.
I had this story before.
Reb Lezer Nixu Arba Rizekan Levakar.
It's filling an Arab Shabbos.
Reb Tafer and Meshur Reb Lezer and Zayv Reb Kiva. Now Reb Tafer, I'm a Toiv Atal Yisrael Matibush Kesham. You're better than a rain. Shtibush Kesham by the Mazeb. Rebbe by the Mazeb by the Mazeb. Now Reb Shuv I'm a Toiv Atal Yisrael Yosef and Galgal Chama from the sun. Shgal Chama by the Mazeb. Rebbe by the Mazeb by the Mazeb. Now Reb Lezer and Zayv I'm a Toiv Atal Yisrael Yosef and Av Aim. Better than Papa Mama. Shav Aim by the Mazeb. Rebbe by the Mazeb by the Mazeb. The Yisurim are good for a person. Amalehem Samchuni. Bring me next to him. Veshma. Debi Rabbi Kiva told me that. Shama Chaviv Yisurim. Bring me next to him. I want to see what he says. Amalehem Rabbi Kiva. Zu minayin loch. How do you know? Who? Amalehem Akiva.
No. Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Kiva. So Amalehem Akiva Zu
minayin loch. How do you know? Yeah, very good. Don't, just make sure you learn on Shabbos. You get this right. Amar Mikra Adi. He is still Sama Chassidim. They say he's more than a Balabas. Looks like an ice rough to us. It looks like a guy. But you know what? You could sleep on Shabbos. No, I should best ask these schlufs. Was these tismen? I'm sad. Best of these schlufs of Shabbos. Now, Amar. Don't break it. So he says, I'll bring you a pasuk that Yisurim is better. Why? Menashe was 12 when he became a king. He was a king for 55 years. He was chayta. He went off to D, lake, a lake boy kid. V'ksiv gam ela mishle shloima asher tiku anshe cheskin melech Yehuda.
67 he decided
It was while he was a king. No, it was afterwards.
He was 67.
So. Must have had a real bad experience. Gedor Lado was saying that. That's the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Turn the page. So basically, Cheskiah, he wrote the Mishlei. And the Gemara said, Cheskiah melech Yehuda chol adam kul limit Torah v'lo menashe benoy lo limit Torah. It has to be that his father learned with him. He could not bring him out. So what brought Menashe back? What made Menashe repent? Elo Yisurim. Shemar. But listen to this pasuk. Vaydaber Hashem Menashe v'al Amoy v'lo yekshivu. He didn't listen. But he didn't repent. But Yehovah Hashem Aleim is sorry at Tzavar Shal Melech Ashur. But Yehuchud is Menashe bechuchim yasur benechashtim. But Yehuchud bevavelo. They tortured him. V'ksiv. What does it say? Uveyotze lecheilos b'nei Hashem lekiov. V'yachna ma'oyim l'fnei Hashem lekei avoysov. V'yispalelov. V'yayet eloi. V'yishmat chinosov. V'yishivu yishlayel machusoy. He brought him back. V'yedem Menashe ki Hashem lekiim. So you see how Yisurim brought a guy to his feet and he came back. Excuse me. I don't know the Nach. This is you and Malchi. You can fight this out.
I hope you got Danish.
I got Danish. The Rabbi Shvet. Turn on button.
Why is this show that it wasn't?
I don't know when it was. When was this? I don't know. Malchi, this is your fete. When was this? I don't know when
he
that
was
is.
A king when he was
I don't know. Don't speculate. Come back tomorrow with the real facts. Turn about. I should have looked it up. Shloisha Bo Balila.
This is where you should have looked up?
This is after you sleep on Shabbos. Look this up. Turn about. This heat's on. Is everything all right? Turn about. Shloisha Bo Balila. There are three people that came. Balila means that they like had tainas on Hashem. Sort of like with a taina. Not tainas, with a taina of Hashem. Elohein. Kayan. Esav and Menashe. Kayan. Like, why am I getting such a punishment? I'm a fun of Banish Lam. Kulum Godla Avainim and Shishim Ribish Asin Lachla Fanecha. They did the eagle. Vatis Alechlam. So I'm worse than them? Some don't learn this shot, but that's how the Gemara learns it. The Ibn Ezra learns different shot in the Chumash, by the way. Esau Dixiv Habrocha Achas Hilachem Ovi. So he was saying, like, I only have one bracha. Menashe Betchila Krala Lele. Who's Arba? Will serve Carl Kay Avoisov. What's Menashe?
First he said Harbi. Other gods.
So what? So how do you see the Balila? Shalay Spala Mokam El Basov. Imlotishiani, my heart right. If you're not gonna help me, then people are gonna say, look at all the gods. Right. You're not gonna He made a deal with Hashem. So he basically, what Al-Balila means, they come with like a...
He touches a craftiness.
I don't know that.
With a cheshbon.
With a cheshbon, right. They come with a cheshbon to Hashem, like you have to...
Kind of box them in.
Right.
Force his hand.
Yeah. Right. Abishol Omer, Afahoykes Hashem, Ba'is Yosef, that's your Eilachel Kamab. Tana V'gvulin, U'v'loshen Aga. V'gvulin means... that only in outside Beis Hamikdash, but and Lashon Aga means even Laz. Well, Lashon Aga Afilu Mikdash Loi, Lashon Aga Laz. I mean, in the Beis Hamikdash you can't, but it's a Laz. Ain't a Hoyga Ba'isav Lashon Akayish Lano, a Shail Uzen. Lashon Aga Lashon Uga Makam Sheish Ba'ich Aburis Bnei Adam Shadam Devirachol. Shail had to learn this, but that's a pshat. Shloisha Malachim Va'arbe Yoytes. So we said they don't have a Chilkamab. Turn around. Yeravam. Shiriba imam. What is Shiriba am? Rasha Shiriba Tisrael Vejbilam. He brought them down. Davaracha Yerub. Shasa Riba am Baam. He made a fight. Davaracha Yerub. Shasa Riba is Beisrael Avim Shemaim. Ben Avot. Ben Shenibit Velay Ra. He didn't see his the reason. He thought the reason. We'll see in a minute. The Gemara is going to say that there was Eish Yatsa Ma'amasai. Ben Shenibet Velay Ra. Tana, who Navat? Who Micha? Who Sheva Ben Bichri? Navat Shenibet Velay Ra. Micha Shenzmach Binyan. They put him into the building. Mashmai Sheva Michishmai. Tana Rabbanon. Shloishin Niftu Velay Ra. There are three people that saw and they didn't take the lesson from what they saw. Velay. Navat Vachtovu Visangis Bar. Navat. Ra Ishit Samasa. He saw the fire coming out from his private part and he thought a king has fire. So he thought, oh, I'm the king. Look what's going on. I mean, things are coming out of me. Fire. Who's over? Iyu Malach. Valohi. Yeravam with the Navak Mineh. What he's saying is that someone's going to come out of you who's going to be a king. Not that you're the king. So he missed the boat. Hakatoifel rod Tzarash Zochal Amosai. Same thing. He got the Tzarash on his Amosai. And also it's a kingly thing. Tzarash. What does Tzarash do to a person? It separates him from the rest of the world. a king is separated from everybody else. So he took it as a message that he's now a lofty person, and all it was saying is that someone's going to come out of him. But he didn't get the message. It's not niggas para. You have to think like that. I mean, don't look. It's niggas para. Dam Rebbe Chaim v'Acharina Ma'alek Siv Hema Mei Miriva Hema Shiros Niggas Para V'To Rosh Hamashin Shal Shal Mayim. Well, look, they saw that the Moses, the Savior, is gonna get hurt with water. They missed the boat. How do you know you don't get why was he Rav Zochel Malchus? So why did he get punished? And Shechich Ram. Miloy, Saga as parrots, ear David Aviv. I'm like David, Avicha parrots, process with Chaima, because Yali sold the regal. I took the Atoisig, the last one guy, the Bas Paroi. You're trying to make something for your boss because he married Bas Paroi. Well, my Vizah Shahim Yal Melech, Amram Nakhush called Tulafanov. That was a, he came in with a Gila Rush. So that's a problem. All right. Stop in the middle. Where's the middle?
We're still waiting
for the big
reveal.
Yeah, what's the
exact?
What's that do me and
Muffin?
It's a regular day.
What do you mean?
What's that do me
and Muffin? Okay, Isha Ra, Isha Tova is one of you, right? No. He is?
Next week is too late.
He does it every year, 2 weeks before.
What?
He's going to give us Russia the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Next week. Oh, it's a tanner.
It's a smaller one. Yeah. The one that's the single. Ra'afim is the earthen piles. Mafa Yeris Arabi is the Arabian cauldrons.
Listen, I used to have a rub. He used to say, now I eat chametz. You're supposed to eat matzah for 7 days. Did I tell you so much?
His rub was in Israel.
My father in Israel had matzah. He had very little matzah because he had only certain chaburas. He ran out of milchal moed. So he went to a false. Somebody told him, one of his friends, Briska, that they didn't have matzah just around. They couldn't buy. The false Soloveitchik has 2 pounds of matzah left over that he's looking to sell. So my father went there and he knocked on the door. He told my father, what are you matzah for? He said, wait a minute, we ran out. He says, if you think you're machmer, that's a kula, because it means you ate a lot of matzah. Someone who's a machmer eats the least matzah possible, so you only eat what you need to. So if you ran out, you're not a machmer.
You just think they don't come, it's matzah that you base on.
Yeah, that's the same.
They start chosen come comments.
That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. So if you're like, you might.
Well, it's an argument on the story.
You didn't know how much you ordered, but.
I think I wish Vic used to say, brisk matzahs, they burn their matzahs, they overbake them. They're totally matzahs and not charcoal. I think that was his.
He was the one I